Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. The Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, has cancelled the examinations of 14 students from 8 different schools in Dimapur for their involvement in question paper leak during the Class 9 Phase 2 examinations. According to NBSE, the decision was taken after receiving the police investigation report yesterday, which confirmed that the leaked question papers were circulated within a closed group of 14 students from 8 schools in Dimapur. Based on the findings, the board has ordered the cancellation of the examinations of all students involved in the malpractice. In a notification issued by the secretary and chairperson, additional charge Ranguming Sarangbe NBSE stated that the board will separately communicate with the heads of the institutions whose students were found to be involved and necessary action will be initiated. The investigation further revealed that the modus operandi and primary source of the question paper leak originated from PM Shri Government High School, Burma KM, Dimapur. Consequently, the examination centre for classes 8 and 9 at PM Shri Government High School, Burma KM, Dimapur has been withdrawn with immediate effect. The board also informed that the portal for main result entry for class 9 has been activated and will remain open till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the portal for entering Class 9 retest results will be activated from December 2025 to January 21st, 2026. For Classes 8, the portal for retest results will entry. Result entry will be operational from December 19, 2025 to January 21, 2026. Further, the NBSE has directed all heads of registered institutions to take appropriate action in this extraordinary situation. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan will reply to the discussion on the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat G-Ram G-Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha today. Yesterday, the Lok Sabha set till late last night to complete the discussion. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Moving the Viksit Bharat G. Ram G. Bill in the Lok Sabha, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the bill will fulfill the vision of Mahatma Gandhi of creating self-reliant, developed and poverty-free villages.
हम 125 दिन की गारंटी दे रहे हैं न केवल गरीब का कल्याण गांव का संपूर्ण विकास जो महात्मा गांधी कहते थे एक संपूर्ण गांव एक स्वावलंबी गांव एक विकसित गांव का निर्माण इसका प्रावधान इसमें किया गया है.
Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. The fund-sharing pattern between the central government and state governments will be 60-40 for all states other than the northeastern and the Himalayan states, wherein the sharing arrangement will be 90-10. Dimapur police have informed that a Mahindra Thar vehicle illegally entered and got stuck on the railway tracks at Dimapur railway station on Tuesday night, leading to the arrest of the driver for gross negligence and violation of traffic and railway safety norms. According to police, the incident occurred at around 11:35 p.m. when the vehicle unlawfully entered line number 1 near the old flyover area on the Burma Camp site. Police and railway authorities immediately rushed to the spot and safely removed the vehicle, ensuring no harm to passengers or railway property. The driver, identified as Tefnikyo, 65 years old, a resident of Signal Angami, Dimapur, has been taken into custody. A case has been registered at the RPF station, Dimapur, under relevant sections of the Railways Act, and further investigation is underway. Police have cautioned the public that unauthorized entry onto railway tracks is a serious offence and have urged citizens to report unsafe activities promptly. The Nagaland State Transport, NST, has announced that the state helicopter service will remain unavailable for regular scheduled sorties and normal chartered operations during the Christmas and New Year period. In a press release, the General Manager, NST, informed that the suspension will be in effect on December 24-25 and December 31-2025 and January 1-2026. However, the helicopter service will continue to operate for state emergency duties and emergency medical evacuation sorties during the set period. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.